You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, municipal elections are just around the corner in BC, and this week we start our campaign coverage with interviews from potential candidates for mayor in Smithers and in Prince Rupert. The current mayor of Prince Rupert, Herb Pond, had his first run as mayor in the early 2000s and decided to jump back in after the previous mayor, Lee Brain, stepped down a few years ago. Mayor Pond has overseen one of the largest infrastructure projects in Prince Rupert history, but there are still many issues that plague the city of 12,000. Today, we speak with Mayor Pond about why he's decided to run again and what he'll need to do to keep his job. Stay with us.
I'm Herb Pond. I'm the mayor of Prince Rupert, and I'm sitting in my office in Prince Rupert.
Great, Mayor Pond. Thanks so much for being with us on CICK News. Of course, as I mentioned, election season, municipal election season here in BC is just around the corner, and you have announced that you're going to be seeking re-election. Maybe tell us a little bit about why you've decided to do that after being mayor in Prince Rupert and seeking another term.
Yeah, you know, there's just so much going on so much momentum behind everything that's happening. We have a really good team in place on the staff side, great council, and it's really meaningful work. It's demanding work, but the reward is great. You know, we're changing Prince Rupert. We're rebuilding Prince Rupert from the ground up in so many ways. There is tremendous amount of activity at the port. More jobs coming to Prince Rupert, more opportunity coming to Prince Rupert, and the community, not surprisingly, after what it went through in the early 2000s, is still struggling to catch up. But we're catching up. I think we're kind of at a critical time, and so I'm happy to throw my name out there, and if the people will have me, I'd gladly serve another term.
No doubt. Mayor Pond, maybe you could walk us through, you mentioned some of the things that you've been working on, that council's been working on over the last while. So you mentioned a few of those in your announcement, but also some of the forthcoming challenges, and I just wanted to get your thoughts on what you have been able to achieve so far in Prince Rupert, but also this mountain of obstacles that still are hitting Prince Rupert.
Yeah, you describe it well on both sides. Clearly the biggest push in this term, and really building on the work of the previous council, is securing the water system from beginning to end. And so the previous council rebuilt the dam. We actually have a really good water supply. I know people find that hard to believe, but the lake that supplies our water is a great water supply. It happens to be on the mainland. We're on an island, so it's a little bit more expensive to get across and get it to us. So previous council rebuilt a water dam. We've been working on replacing a lot of the distribution system. We call it the big project. It is by far the biggest infrastructure project in the city's history in terms of a renewal. And it's a $200 million project, which we were able to raise most of that money through other government grants. Is, you know, you talk $200 million and it's just a big number to people, but that we're 5,000 households. That's about $40,000 per household that we're spending to redo a good section of the pipes. Once those pipes are done, we now need to move to water treatment. So that's coming in the future. We're busy talking to government now to raise the funds to do that. And of course, while we're in the ground doing pipes, we're rebuilding sewer pipes as well, and we're rebuilding roads and sidewalks and curbs and gutters, and all of that work is happening. So there are neighborhoods that are being renewed. It's amazing work. Of course, attracting housing development. We've had quite a bit of success there with a number of new apartment buildings going up. You know, there's other new buildings in the downtown, the ILWU Hall, the A&W, other things coming very shortly. All successes. And yet, as you mentioned, like in front of us, there's still a lot of work to get done. And that's part of what motivates me to run, is we need to stay absolutely focused on that work. We have two major bridges in our town that are end of life and will need to be renewed, or new pathways found to allow people to get back and forth to those neighborhoods. We have a fire hall that's at end of life. We rebuilt the RCMP station. That's a positive. And most expensively, the biggest bill in front of us is sewage treatment. By 2030, we're mandated to be on sewage treatment. 2030 is just around the corner, and we will not make that. There's nothing that could be done to help us make that. But that's probably $300 million bill. Which would be about $60,000 per household. So again, we've got to get out there and find sources of funding to ensure, because there's no way that obviously households are going to be able to come up with that. So yeah, a lot of work to be done. A lot of work still to be done on the housing front. We know that there's a housing shortage today that's creating an affordability crisis for people. And in spite of the fact that we've added a lot of housing, there's still a need to add a lot more. And then finally, in our retail sector, I say finally, there's more than that, but in terms of big pieces, we need to fill the gap that Walmart left, the departure of Walmart left. And so we're working on that every day as well.
Mayor Pond, some of those challenges were brought up, as I mentioned, in some of the comments to your announcement. You know, people wanting more shopping, better crime reduction. Obviously, the water situation, also the tax cap with the port. You know, for folks that, you know, may be looking for change after your term as mayor so far in this second round, what are you going to tell them to try to keep their vote going into the fall election?
Yeah, listen, all of those things are real, and we work on all of them. So as much as we celebrate the success, I mean, the money we raised in this last council's term was close to $40,000 per household in terms of what was raised from outside financing. And that's, I mean, that's a record amount of money that's been raised. So it's good to celebrate those successes. And we don't do that on our own. It's because everybody pitched in and worked on it. The same thing is going to happen going forward. You know, just because you knock some things off the list doesn't mean the list is done. The cap is a piece that we've worked on for four. My first meeting with the premier was to talk specifically about the cap, and I've had multiple meetings with him, and I know that the ILWU and their membership have been working hard on persuading the premier that something needs to be done in terms of changes there. There's so much more that needs to be done. People talk about the loss of the bowling alley, the loss of the theater. The new owners of the theater have a plan, which I hope they implement. It would be, I think, a wonderful addition to the community. Council's approved the request they made. But so the list is long, and the question is, who can actually get some of those things done? It takes a tremendous amount of focus. And in order to be able to actually move the needle on those things, I would suggest that the council that's in place is as effective and experienced a council as we've ever had. It'll be up to each of them to decide whether they're going to run again and whether they're going to be part of changing the future of Prince Rupert. And the other thing we have is a tremendously competent staff. Politicians manage to get attention to issues and whatever, but it's the staff work that happens in the background that actually drives the agenda. When I go into a meeting with the premier, I go in incredibly well equipped, and he is well prepared because our staff have had staff to staff meetings and have prepared the path for whatever it is that we're going to talk about. So all of those things are necessary to succeed. I enjoy playing the role that I get to play, but I'm also really cognizant of the fact that I'm one small piece of a much larger push that needs to happen on any one of these fronts, whether we're talking housing or retail or infrastructure. It is, you know, they say it takes a village to raise a child. I say it takes a village to raise the money as well.
Mayor Pond, just the last thing for you. We're in the end of summer here, moving into August, and the election is coming up in October. What are your plans to campaign between now and then?
Well, I intend to get out and talk to as many people as possible. There's nothing more fulfilling, actually, than getting out and talking to people one-on-one. That's how we find out where we really need to be going. And is, you know, even the feedback on social media, that's really good, but I'll be on people's doorsteps talking to them directly. I'll be out on the streets talking to people directly. It's that feedback that informs what people see as going well, and that's always wonderful, but more importantly, understanding where the community wants us to take us next. The other piece, I haven't even mentioned it yet, but there'll be some more announcements. We've got a number of plans that are going to be coming out soon around public spaces, and I think the community will really celebrate a lot of those things as well. But yeah, being out on people, talking directly one-on-one with people is the only, well, it's the best way to campaign.
Okay, Mayor Pond, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you so much for your time, and good luck on the campaign trail, and I'm sure we'll speak again about this soon.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.